What is Spike Lee trying to do? Start a riot? That's the question a lot of people have posed, and the answer is complicated. No, he's not trying to start a riot. And yes, he is trying to start something, mainly for himself. What he's really trying to do is become the artistic mouthpiece for the black community, and at this, he is succeeding. His new movie, Do the Right Thing, is at once so entertaining and so muddled that it can lend itself to any one of a variety of interpretations. Firebrands can cite it as an incentive to riot, and diplomats can use it to support interracial negotiations. The story, such as it is, takes place on the hottest day of the year in the hottest section of New York, Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant district, although this is a clean, peaceful, drug-free Bed-Stuy that exists only in Lee's fantasies. The action centers on Sal's Pizza Parlor, the only white-run business in the neighborhood, and the people who flow in and around it. Sal, played by Danny Aiello, Mookie, the affable delivery boy, Radio Rahim, the kid whose ghetto blaster is the whole of his life and religion, and various other neighborhood characters, including Buggin' Out, the chronic malcontent whose trivial complaint finally sets the movie's racial tinderbox on fire.
Hey, Sal, how come we got no brothers on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want to do. You can put your brothers and uncles and nieces and nephews, your stepfather, stepmother, whoever you want, you see? But this is my pizzeria. American Italians on the wall only.
Yeah, that might be fine, Sal, but you own this. Rarely do I see any American Italians eating in here. All I see is black folks. So since we spend much money here, we do have some say.
Do the Right Thing is relaxed and funny and superficial right up until the end, when a chain of absurdities results in a small race riot and the destruction of Sal's Pizza Parlor. Since harmless, lovable Mookie, played by Spike Lee himself, delivers the first destructive blow, some observers have decided that the movie supports the view heard in its theme song by Public Enemy, which demands that blacks fight the power, probably with violence. But Do the Right Thing doesn't advocate violence. Sal is clearly painted as a sympathetic character, and his pizza parlor as a beloved part of the neighborhood. And the movie makes fun of the gripes and tensions that lead to Sal's downfall. Lee's purpose seems to be to incite not riot, but discussion. And so, what he's done is created a synthetic provocation, a confusing melange of real situations and completely fanciful ones, all of which add up to a very realistic explosion. That, I'm afraid, is not fighting fair. Lee's characters, who are all mouthpieces for various points of view, have no consistency. He pushes them around like so many chess pieces in a game without rules. And though his sharp timing and beautiful color compositions demonstrate just how far he's come as a filmmaker, he's not yet a skilled artist. His characters still preach at us, and his neighborhood is still an amalgam of convincing local types and cliches that seem drawn from socially conscious 30s movies. There's the lovable old bum who's full of Cracker Barrel wisdom, for instance, and the stuttering village idiot whose truths no one listens to. Spike Lee is coming along as a filmmaker, but he still has a way to go. It's a little premature to anoint this middle-class Brooklynite as the voice of America's black underclass.